This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed from Hollywood.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair.
Friday. Well, I have a new song for you, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, it's a new recording of mine, made for the deck of people. I made a picture called Country Girl, and there's four fine songs in there written by Harold Allen and Ira Gershwin. First one is a little philosophical song. Has a nice idea in it, too, I think. It's called It's Mine, It's Yours.
Hurry, 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 and do away with worry. Sometime or other, brother, everybody gets his back to the wall. But Simpleton's noodle hat's your all. If you don't take advantage of my cure-all. Is the silver moon from the sky up there? And the emerald meadow outdoors. What a wealth of treasure there is to share. It's mine, it's yours. If you'd live a dream, oh, how precious is an imagination that soars. It can make the world within hers and his and mine and yours. If you want blue skies about, year in, year out, all you'll ever need in the last analysis is this. Try a cheerful song and a valentine, and a sense of humor that scores, and you're never in a spin. It's a bright world we're in, and it's mine, and yours. Here's a mirror-like lake to go fishing in. Here's the gold at the break of day. Here's a moss-covered well to go wishing in, and stars from the Milky Way. Here's a moonbeam that wants to go peeping in. Here's a lilt that the bluebird shares. Here's a tropical night to go sleeping in. Step up and step on my way. Sigh a cheerful song and a valentine, and a sense of humor that soars, and you're never in a spin. It's a bright world you're in, and it's mine, got to be yours.
You know, it always surprises me, even in the best of times, to hear that a lot of very interesting jobs can't be filled. From what I read in the papers, that is exactly what has been happening in the case of some really worthwhile positions with a branch of Uncle Sam's government. A short time ago, a gentleman, name of Theodore Stribert, director of the United States Information Agency, gave every one of his Washington employees a day off to recruit new workers for foreign assignments. By this rather dramatic appeal, Stribert hoped to fill positions abroad which have been continuously understaffed. Of course, in this instance, I understand that the information agency wanted highly skilled specialists. Of course, everyone didn't have the qualifications. Evidently, the agency wanted to get people with experience in cultural affairs, information, press, libraries, radio, and motion pictures. A lot of folks without the right qualifications volunteered for the jobs, but when their reasons were examined, it turned out that they were eager to dodge alimony payments or, well, just trying to get away from it all. The strangest thing to me is that with a tremendous pool of qualified people in this country, it would be any problem to encourage them to do a hit abroad. As many of you probably know, I try to move around as much as possible. I made a good many hitchhikers across the briny. took a number of years before I was able to do this, but I've always wanted to travel, and so to me, this job appeals smacks to the old U.S. Navy recruiting posters. You know, join the Navy, see the world. Although, an awful lot of guards have grumbled about that when they swabbed the deck and looked out of a porthole at the city of San Pedro, California, or some other state's port. But in this instance, the job doesn't call for 36 hours. Surely, and bongo bongo, no sir. Although most of the assignments are in the Far East, the contracts call for a 2-year hit in some of the most exciting and interesting corners of the globe. Now, again, I'm not trying to wave the flag, and no one has asked me to voice an appeal to the government, but in this situation, qualified personnel have a chance to serve Uncle and work in their chosen field in an excitingly different part of the world. I know there are lots of folks who are going to give me a querulous brow, maybe indulge in a little horse lab at my expense for trying to describe a jungle outpost in Burma as excitingly different. But it is. And it can be, unless you're one of those who just upstairs supermarkets. You've got to have elevators, drive-ins, TV, and everything else that plugs in all the time. Yes, there are a lot of legitimate beefs about wading through phones, waiting for security clearance and the like, but once you're on the road and you're on your way to your assignment, you'll be on top of one of the greatest adventures of your life. Come to think of it, and I'm giving no guarantees on the subject, but I know a heck of a lot of girls who have made very happy marriages while they were abroad. And the same with the fellas. Not all of their mates were Americans either, I know, but this is the age of internationalism, and if they're happy, well, good for them. Now your personnel counselor turns to song.
This one is called Love and Learn. Patty Andrews is with me in this. I think she does a wonderful job. It's a very good arrangement, too, of a rather clever song, I think.
Oh, it's a dream and a plot. Love and learn, love and learn. It's a breeze, then a burn. You retreat, and then return. You may have climbed the tree of knowledge, but when you love, you really learn.
Love and learn a lot. If the be and end all, then it's not.
Was not.
But when I begin to play,
an angel got to say, if you have one. If you have
that was another song from the Country Girl. Picture features with Bill Holden and Grace Kelly, along with yours truly.
I have a Decca record out on this next song. Quite a nice ballad. I hope you're going to like it.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of tears. I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all. And I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery, and I picture curly hair, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their bed. If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of tears, and you'll fall asleep having your
club and group meetings, directing games, coaching athletics, and teaching handicrafts. In short, to help in just about everything the Y does. This is National YMCA Week. If you've got the time, go to your local Y and volunteer to help. Friday night, enjoy the Arthur Godfrey Digest on the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Music Hall.
Teacher who'll make you wish you were right back in one of her classes. Meet her this Sunday on most of these stations. This week, Eve Arden, who stars as our Miss Brooks, solves the problem of how to feed five people on a dollar. Lots of fun in this week's show when you meet our Miss Brooks, Sundays at the Star's Address. Coming, going, staying at home, enjoy music and song on a Sunday afternoon on the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Music Hall.